AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges says she and now former police chief Janae Harto agreed it was time for the chief to go.
I asked Chief Harto for her resignation. She tendered it, and I have accepted it.
As Hodges talked about the need to continue police reforms in the city, protesters interrupted her, demanding her resignation.
This is a tough time around the world.
Harto resigned almost a week after a Minneapolis officer shot an unarmed Australian woman who had called 911 to report a possible sexual assault. Shake up in the White House communications. Among the changes, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is resigning after a rough time with the media and the comedians.
Spicer will end his rocky tenure here when he steps down as press secretary next month. The White House announced his resignation at an increasingly rare televised briefing, highlighted by Anthony Scaramucci, a New York financier and Trump confidant who will be the new communications director. He takes issue with suggestions the White House is in chaos and promises better messaging.
The ship is going in the right direction. I think we've got to just radio signal the direction very, very clearly.
Put another way, Sanders, who will replace Spicer as press secretary, read a statement from the president.
We have accomplished so much, and we are being given credit for so little.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
10 people who were on a small seaplane that made a hard landing this afternoon in New York's East River are okay. Deputy Assistant Police Chief Michael Gallo says the police boats quickly got to the plane and rescued all 10 on board.
A Marine unit secured the vessel, and our NYPD harbor unit removed the 10 passengers onto the harbor vessel.
One of the passengers, TV producer Bill Lawrence, the creator of Scrubs. This is AP Radio News. Five teenagers, Cocoa, Florida, won't face felony charges for not only not helping a disabled man who drowned, they mocked him as he died. AP's Curtis Anderson reports.
There was widespread outrage when 31-year-old Jamel Dunn drowned in a retention pond in Central Florida while being laughed at, mocked, and then a video made of the whole event by a group of teenagers who did nothing to help him.
A patient plays the guitar during his operation. The patient had a problem in regards. He is a guitar player, and he had problems playing the guitar because of a neurological problem. The doctors in India had him play the guitar as they did the operation to make sure that they were finding the correct locations in the brain where he had the command of his fingers to play that guitar. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.